ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे उपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रुण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनं श्रीमहागणाधिपतये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् आत्मस्वरूपबन्धुगण. वि वर् लुकिङ्ग् एट् द 45th वर्स्. यु मे से प्रयत्नाद्यतमानस्तु योगी संशुद्धकिल्बिषः अनेकजन्मसंसिद्धः ततो याति पराङ्गतिम्. सो वन् मस्ट् बी ए योगी. योगी डजन्ट् मीन् हठयोगी. दट् ईज् नाट् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् योगी. हठयोगा इस् डिफरेण्ट्. इन् फ्याक्ट् दि वर्ड् योगा इस् यूस्ड् फर् मोस्ट् आफ् दि हिन्दू डिसिप्लिन्स्. Everywhere the word yoga is used in the canopy called Hinduism, Hindu Dharma, every discipline is called a yoga. So it is rightly used so. We don't have any problem with it. But in the context of Gita, the word has to be correctly understood. In Gita there is only one yoga. You may say there are two yogas later. First say one yoga. Then you can say two yogas. One yoga you can divide it into two, you know. So, I want to take food. Food is how many? One. But then, once you sit before the flat, then quite a few things could be there. Anyway, so one yoga, that is buddhi yoga. So, buddhi yoga is a word used by Sri Krishna in a very special way. Buddhi means jnanam. So buddhi yoga. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. I give buddhi yoga to the devotees so that they can reach me. Buddhi yoga. Then in another place in Sankhya yoga also he uses the word buddhi yoga dhananjaya, like that. Durena yavarang karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya. So durena yavaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya krupanah phalahetavah, like that he says. So buddhi yoga means buddhi jnanam as a yoga. Yoga is the means of communion, that is yoga. So one realizes one's true self, and thereby one becomes one with Ishvara. That is the yoga. That is yoga. If a Ishvara is separate from me and I am from separate from Ishvara, I am separate from Ishvara, is it yoga or viyoga? It is viyoga only. How it can be yoga? Therefore that communion is yoga. And that communion, if it is, suppose Ishvara and myself are two independent physical entities, then how there can be any communion? Even after embracing, we remain two people only, two entities only. Just because embrace closely doesn't make it one entity, no? So it continues to be two entities only. Therefore, if Ishvara and the individual are intrinsically different, then no yoga is possible. If the difference is experienced only due to ignorance, then the communion is possible. Under such a communion, it becomes possible by knowledge alone, buddhi yoga. So if buddhi, knowledge is the yoga, then what about karma? Yeah, karma has its relevance. When it supports, it helps to gain that knowledge, then karma becomes yoga. Suppose karma doesn't help in that direction, suppose. Then what happens to karma? The same karma becomes a bandha. You see, there are things called cardiac poisons. Cardiac poisons, some substances, some steroidal substances. These are poisons. A small dose is given as an injection, the person will die. Heart will stop and the person will die. But they are medicines also. Taken in a proper dose, they are medicines. Taken in a higher dose, they are poisons. All medicines are poisons. It is a trade-off, you know. All medicines are poisons, you know that. So, now there is a big discussion going on in FDA. There is a medicine, an antibiotic. It is a poison also. Now what should we do with it? So discussion is going on. So similarly, karma is like that. Karma can bind. Lokoyam karma bandhanaha. It binds. We are bound by karma. So are you thinking that you have to accomplish something by effort or not? Of course, then you are bound by karma. That is the bondage of karma. What else could be there? So when there is that pressure to act, that is bondage, you know. That is bondage. Suppose you say, no, I don't have pressure to act. Action happens, I don't have pressure to act. Then you are not bound by karma. Action will be there, but bondage will not be there. Therefore, action could bind. And correctly understood and performed with a proper attitude, it can liberate also. It can pave the way for realization. That is how karma becomes karma yoga, but otherwise it can bind. So karma has its relevance. We are not disregarding karma. But the point is, the communion is possible. It is possible and it happens. It is made possible by knowledge, buddhi yoga. Therefore, hey Arjuna, don't get entangled in worldly activities, karmas. So, durena yavaram karma, buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Try to reach that position of buddhi yoga, that level of buddhi yoga. So you disregard or ignore buddhi yoga and get entangled with worldly activities. So this karma, this arena of karma, it is durena avaram. It is much, much, much lower in its level. Avaram means nicha, niche. Nikrishtam ityarthaha. Therefore, buddhi yoga, that is the yoga of Gita. One Mahatma used to say, there was a discussion, a big academic discussion going on. In Gita, whether it is karma or jnanam or bhakti, which is superior, which is the yoga, real yoga. Then the Mahatma told, buddhi yoga. So, then that buddhi yoga could be divided into two sub-yogas. One is upaya and the other is upeya. Upaya, the means, upeya, the end in itself. So, the upaya is karma yoga, the means. And the upeya, the goal in itself, eventually that goal leads you to realization, that is jnana yoga or sankhya yoga, viveka jnana. Jnana means viveka jnana. And a person who has reached that viveka level, he is called samsiddhaha. That is the meaning of the word samsiddhi. Karmanaiva hi samsiddhi masthita janakadayaha. There this point was discussed at length. So samsiddhi means accomplishment. What is the accomplishment in life? Viveka jnana is the accomplishment. Up to that our effort can go. That's why we call it accomplishment. Sakshatkara, we don't call it accomplishment. Because sakshatkara, the realization, it happens. You don't make it happen. If you make it happen, then it will go away also. It is not time bound. Sakshatkara is not the result of effort and it is not time bound. You don't invite the truth. The truth reveals itself. Only thing is, you should be ready to see it. Like sun. You don't invite the sun. The sun comes by itself. You should be ready to receive the sun. That's it. That preparation only you need to make. So you have to come out of the comforter and open the doors, etc. That preparation you have to make. Sun, you don't bring the sun into the horizon. Similarly, the sun of Atma is ever shining. You need not accomplish it. Only thing is, you have to prepare the mind ready to reveal the truth. అండ్ సో దట్ ప్రిపరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ సో దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సంసిద్ధ. అండ్ దిస్ సంసిద్ధి, ద ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ సో దట్ ది పర్సన్ ఈజ్ రెడీ ఫర్ ది రియలైజేషన్, ఫర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ది ట్రూత్. సో దిస్ సంసిద్ధి ఇట్ ఈజ్ వర్త్ స్పెండింగ్ ఎ నెంబర్ ఆఫ్ లైవ్స్ ఆన్ ఇట్, అనేక జన్మ సంసిద్ధ. సో వీ హ్యావ్ డన్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్యం ఇన్ ది ఎర్లియర్ లైఫ్స్ సో దట్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ దేర్ ఈజ్ సమ్ విజ్డమ్ ఇన్ అస్ టు టేక్ టు ది స్టడీ ఆఫ్ గీత. సో దిస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ది కల్మినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది గుడ్ ప్రారంభ ఆఫ్ ఎ నెంబర్ ఆఫ్ లైవ్స్. అండ్ సో ఇఫ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ది లాస్ట్ లైఫ్, హ్యావింగ్ స్టార్టెడ్ ది స్టడీ ఆఫ్ గీత, దిస్ ఈజ్ ది లాస్ట్ లైఫ్. No, no, we are not in such a big hurry. Then it could be last but one life. We have seen earlier, you know. It could be last but one life, but no more. Ultimate or the penultimate, that's it. So because yoga bhrashta, if the person happens to be yoga bhrashta, then one more life. If yoga is taken to its culmination, then this is the charma janma. That is how it is. So we have gone through a number of lives dedicated to this knowledge earlier. That's why we have reached this point. Aneka janma samsiddhaha. And what is this samsiddhi? Samshuddha kilbishaha. That is the samsiddhi. So the accomplishment is, you see, what is the accomplishment? Suppose I desire something, some aspiration. I accomplish it. I fulfill it. Is that an accomplishment? Yes, but very transient, because the moment I am happy with that accomplishment, now I hold it in my hand, it is in my belt or in my pocket, something I have achieved. So that achievement, it has a few problems associated with it. That's why we have to examine it. Number one, it appears to fulfill me for a very short time, for 5 minutes. And the first second of the 6th minute, you will feel already the lack of something else. So that the sense of deficiency, it starts its work in the first second of 6th minute. So the sense of fulfillment is very short-lived. It will be there only for 5 minutes. Okay, 5 minutes is also reasonable. We work for it. Nothing wrong, you can work for it. But then, having fulfilled one thing, so it will give birth to a few more desires. So, now having accomplished one thing, now you have to accomplish a few more things. Then only that accomplishment will have some meaning. One person told me, he constructed a home in India. It may not be so here. He constructed a home. He told me, I took 2 years to construct this home. But already it is 10-year-old home, but every month, every week and every day, I am working still on it. Some repair or the other it requires. Now, this our worldly situations are like that, something like that. So you accomplish something, then that is not the end of it. It demands a few related things, more related things. And so now you have to accomplish all those things. Otherwise this accomplishment becomes meaningless. So to keep it going, you have to accomplish a few other things. And therefore, there is no end point here. You go on, accomplish one, and just to maintain it, you struggle further. First you struggle to accomplish something, and then you struggle the rest of the life to hold on to it and to accomplish a few related things. Therefore, there is no final word there. And secondly, the accomplishments are very superfluous. They do not affect the inner core of the being. So, like this, these worldly accomplishments have a second problem. The third problem is, there is always a very heavy downside to every accomplishment. So, if a millionaire is reaching for a Prozac, then I am doing quite all right. I can live without a Prozac. So, I am doing perfectly all right. I feel so. There is a heavy downside to it. Very heavy downside. We all know that. So these are the so-called accomplishments of life. Very superfluous and having a very heavy downside. And then they never give us any fulfillment because they demand further accomplishment of further related things. Therefore it becomes a journey on an endless road. The journey will never end. It will continue, this life will end and it will continue further. So this is how the world and its demand, or the worldly attachments, they trap people. So there is only one impurity in the mind. That impurity is the attachment. So the asakti, that alone is sakamata, that is the kilbisha. That is the kilbisha. Kilbisha means a very thick impurity. Samshuddha kilbishaha. Now this person, he hasn't really accomplished. It is worth spending a few lives to accomplish this. What is this? Kilbishaha samshuddhaha. The attachment to the things of the world, which is the real impurity, is now gone. Samshuddha kilbishaha. He feels fresh. It is like a person was suffering from fever. He was in the grip of fever for a day after day after day. And today morning he woke up and there is no fever. He may not feel like running around, but he feels very light because there is no fever. That is how samshuddha kilbishaha. The mind becomes pure. And so one has to make an effort in that direction. Prayatnat yatamanastu yogi. So a person has to define himself as yogi. I am a yogi. I have taken to this path of self-knowledge. That is yoga. Yoga is buddhi knowledge. So buddhi yoga is the yoga in Gita. Therefore, having taken to this path of buddhi yoga, the path of self-knowledge, so I am a yogi. That way one has to define. You see, one young man came to me. He was distributing sweets all around. He gave sweets to everybody. So when a sweet is offered to you, in India they do it. I suppose here also they do it. So they offer sweets. They bring a box of sweets. And so one they put it and you are supposed to take a piece. Mu meetha karna. That kind of a thing. So then they ask, take the sweet and ask. So what is the occasion? Then he was telling, I am blessed with a son. So he is distributing sweets and he came to me. So what is the occasion? So I am blessed with I became a father, sir. Okay, God bless you, Shubham. So take a sweet. So the person now defines himself as a father. I am a father. Right? So that way I am a yogi. Aham yogi. One has to define oneself like that. So that is wisdom. Aham yogi bhavami. I am a student of Vedanta. That is the definition. Generally, we have all kinds of definitions, but not this definition. So I attend Vedanta class. Attending Vedanta class, no, that doesn't work. No, I attend week after week, every week after week. Yeah, very good habit. Very good habit, all right. Habit formation. So, one week you attend, another week you attend. Suppose third week you make a phone. Is there a class today? No, there is no class. You miss it also. Habit formation. Good. I am not saying anything against it. It is good. But that is not enough, that is what I am saying. Kafi nahi hai. It is not enough. That is the point. So, just make a habit is not enough. So, you have to define yourself based on that habit. You may do any number of things in the world, that is not the point. You will do a number of things, not only you will do, we also will do a number of things in the world. Suppose the class is over. You will go into your world and I will go into my world too. It's not that I will be sitting in one corner or sleeping, no. I will go into my world, you will go into your world. Everybody has a world. That is not the point. The point is, what are you in this world? What are you in this life? Aham yogi. Then it's okay. యోగి భవ ఇస్ అబౌట్ టు కమ్. సో దిస్ యోగి, ఐఎమ్ ఎ స్ట్రైవర్ అండ్ సో ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ యోగి దెన్ యు సీ యు కమ్ అక్రాస్ యోగా పీపుల్. యోగా పీపుల్ మీన్స్ పీపుల్ హూ ప్రాక్టీస్ యోగా. దే ఆర్ నాట్ లేజీ. డిడ్ యూ నోటీస్ ఇట్? దే ఆర్ నాట్ లేజీ. జనరల్లీ దే టై అప్ నై టైట్ క్లోత్స్, ఐ మీన్ లంగోటా ఎట్సెట్రా బనాకే, సో దే ఆర్ రెడీ టు డూ అసనాస్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. దే ఆర్ లైక్ దాట్. దే ఆర్ నాట్ లేజీ. సపోజ్ యోగా పర్సన్ సపోజ్ కమ్స్ అండ్ సిట్, హీ సిట్స్ లైక్ దిస్, హీ డజన్ సిట్ లైక్ దిస్. ఈజ్ అ యోగా ఈజ్ లైక్ దాట్. ద వర్డ్ హ్యాజ్ దట్ పవర్ ఇన్ ఇట్. సో యోగి వన్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఎ యోగి. యోగి వన్ హౌ ఎ పర్సన్ బికమ్స్ ఎ యోగి, ప్రయత్నాత్ యతమానస్తు. సో వన్ షుడ్ బి డివోటెడ్ టు ది గోల్ అండ్ సచ్ ఎ డివోషన్ టు ది గోల్ మేక్స్ ది లైఫ్ క్లీన్ అండ్ ఆర్డర్లీ, ది లైఫ్ గివెన్ టు ది సెర్చ్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్. దేర్ విల్ బి ఫాదర్ మదర్ బ్రదర్ సిస్టర్ వైఫ్ హస్బెండ్ సన్ డాటర్, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ విల్ బి దేర్. ఎవ్రీ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ రిలేషన్షిప్స్, యు నో. ఇట్స్ నాట్ దట్ సమ్ హ్యావ్ రిలేషన్స్ అండ్ అదర్స్ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ రిలేషన్స్. ఆల్ హ్యావ్ రిలేషన్స్. వితౌట్ రిలేషన్ హౌ ఎనీబడి కెన్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్? హ్యావింగ్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్ రిలేషన్స్ విల్ బి దేర్. అండ్ దెన్ మనీ ఆల్సో విల్ బి దేర్. సమ్ మనీ యూ నీడ్, యు నో, టు పర్చేజ్ ఎ కప్ ఆఫ్ కాఫీ, యూ నీడ్ టు ఎక్స్చేంజ్ సమ్ డాలర్ బిల్స్. సో మనీ విల్ బి దేర్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీబడీస్ లైఫ్, లెస్ ఆర్ మోర్ మనీ విల్ బి దేర్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ విల్ బి దేర్. దే డు నాట్ overwhelm our life, they do not define and they do not characterize our life. They should not. They are there in place, they are there. I do not define myself based on these silly things. I am not saying you discard them. No, not possible to discard anything. Everything remains in its place. But I don't want to define myself on that basis. That mental construct should be clean. So therefore, so prayatna, the life, in spite of all these things which are in their place, the life is devoted to the goal of realizing the truth. That should be the goal in life. Without the search for the truth, the life is all trouble. There is nothing worth talking about in life. Without the search for the truth, that is the only thing which matters. Everything else is immaterial, I tell you. Absolutely immaterial. No, it is all mithya it is. And therefore, that prayatnat yatamanaha, we don't need to make so much effort for organizing the world. It is all unnecessary. We are in a Vedanta class, therefore I don't hesitate to say all this. So the world doesn't require, suppose you have food. Food is there. Now lunch time is approaching. Food we need. Everybody needs food. It's not that yogis don't need food. Everybody needs food. But how much emphasis you put on this thing called food, that shows what kind of a person you are. From morning you got up at say 5 o'clock and food is to be taken at 12. In these 7 hours, how many times you thought about food? How many times you talked about food and how much effort you have put into making food as an event? No, I did not think about it. I thought about it only at 1 minute to 12. And I did not talk about it. Because what is there to talk about it? I did not even think about it. I did not talk about it. I did not do any effort also, because whatever is available at 12 o'clock, I will eat it and keep quiet. Can you be like that? That is, so we put too much emphasis, too much effort into organizing the world. It doesn't require that kind of an organization. Food, how much organization does it require? So some people serve 25 items. Why you need, you don't need 25 items to have food. So for a healthy life, you don't need 25 items. People become sick also like that. So, for a healthy life, you need some staple food. In India, what they call staple, what is your staple food, wheat or rice? I say rice, okay. So, some rice will be served. And this rice you cannot eat as such, so you need some vegetables, etc. For the basic purpose of eating, certain amount of rice you have to eat. Therefore, because it is the staple food, you know. Therefore, you add some vegetables or sambar, whatever, and so be done with it, over. But people put too much
ఎంఫసిస్ ఆన్ ఫుడ్. జస్ట్ వన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఐ గేవ్. సిమిలర్లీ వెల్త్, హౌ మచ్ వెల్త్ వీ నీడ్. సపోజ్ ప్రొక్యూరింగ్ ల్యాండ్ ఈజ్ దేర్, హౌ మచ్ ల్యాండ్ ఏ పర్సన్ నీడ్స్. యూ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ హెర్డ్ దట్ స్టోరీ, హౌ మచ్ ల్యాండ్ ఏ పర్సన్ నీడ్స్. సో వీ డోంట్ నీడ్ ఎనీ ల్యాండ్ ఎట్ ఆల్. వన్ నీడ్ నాట్ ఓన్ ఎనీ ల్యాండ్ వాట్స్ ఎవర్. సో హౌ మచ్ మనీ ఏ పర్సన్ నీడ్స్, హౌ మచ్ వెల్త్ ఏ పర్సన్ నీడ్స్. సో ఆల్ ది, సో వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ దీస్ వీ సర్వ్ టూ మెనీ ఫాల్స్ గాడ్స్, వీ వర్షిప్ టూ మెనీ ఫాల్స్ గాడ్స్, వీ వర్షిప్ మేమన్ ఆల్ ది వే, అండ్ దేర్ ఫార్ గాడ్ రిమైన్స్ ఎట్ డిస్టెన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ అస్. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఫాల్స్ గాడ్స్, వెల్త్, భోగాస్, ఎట్సెట్రా, దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఫాల్స్ గాడ్స్. దట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ది వే హౌ టు డూ సాధన. ప్రయత్నాద్యతమానస్తు యోగీ సంశుద్ధ కిల్బిష. సో ది ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆఫ్ యోగా, దిస్ బుద్ధి యోగా రిక్వైర్స్ డెలిబరేట్ డెలిబరేట్ ఎఫర్ట్ అండ్ గ్రేట్ డిటర్మినేషన్. సో యు సీ, ఇనిషియల్లీ ఇట్ మే అపియర్, టు బిగిన్ విత్ ఇట్ మే అపియర్ యాజ్ ఎ బర్డెన్ సమ్. యూ హెవ్ టు ఎన్ఫోర్స్ ది సాధన అపాన్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. బట్ ఈవెన్చువల్లీ వెన్ యూ ప్రాక్టీస్ మెడిటేషన్ ఎట్సెట్రా అండ్ ది స్టడీస్ అండ్ లివింగ్ ఏ క్లీన్ అండ్ ఆర్డర్లీ లైఫ్ ఫర్ ఏ నెంబర్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్స్, వెన్ యూ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఇట్ సిన్సియర్లీ ఫర్ సమ్ టైమ్, దెన్ వన్ బికమ్స్ ఇంటెంట్ ఆన్ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్. సో వీ మే నాట్ బి కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్, ఆర్ వీ మే బి కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ఏ గివెన్ డే. వీఆర్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్ ఆర్ వీఆర్ నాట్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్, వీఆర్ బిజీ విత్ సో మెనీ అదర్ థింగ్స్. వెదర్ వీఆర్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఆర్ నాట్, వీఆర్ ఇంటెంట్ అపాన్ ఇట్ బికాస్ వీ లుక్ అపాన్ అవర్ సెల్స్ యాజ్ అ సాధకాస్. వీ డు నాట్ లుక్ అపాన్ అవర్ సెల్స్ యాజ్ భోగీస్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఎట్సెట్రా. వీ లుక్ అపాన్ అవర్ సెల్స్ యాజ్ సాధకాస్. సో ఐ హియర్ ఎ సాంగ్, సాధనా పథపర్ బఢేహం, సో భోగోంసే ప్రీతి కైసి, లైక్ దట్ సమ్ సాంగ్ వాస్ దేర్. సో వన్ హ్యాస్ టు డిఫైన్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ లైక్ దాట్. సో బంధనోంసే భీతి కైసి, సో లైక్ దట్ ది సాంగ్ గోసాన్. దేర్ ఫోర్ సో ప్రయత్నాత్ యతమానస్తు, దిస్ ప్రయత్న, వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ప్రయత్న? యోగీ సంశుద్ధ కిల్బిష. Did I say all these things in the earlier class? I don't remember. What is this prayatna and yatamana? In fact, Shri Krishna repeats himself, not only in verses one after the other, but within the same verse, within the same pada, he repeats himself. Prayatna, yatamana, both are one and the same. Just to bring that emphasis, the words are repeated like that. So, it is like saying he is unbiased and dispassionate. Both are one and the same, but said with an and in between, to give an emphasis. Prayatnat yatamanaha. So, what is this prayatna? What is this effort? I tell you, yoga is the work of the inner self on the outer self. When you bend to the outer world, then it is the opposite of yoga. When the outer world is bent to the inner reality, then that is yoga. Suppose, this bending, I tell you an example. Suppose class is there, Vedanta class is there. At the same time, some other show is there. Now, you reject the show and come to the class. That is bending the world to the inner reality. You reject the class and go to the show. That is bending the inner truth to the outside world. Just I gave a rough example. So, like that. Normally, most of the time, we bend ourselves to fit into the world. It doesn't occur to us that we need not fit into the world. Why should we fit into the world? The world is a figment of your mind's imagination. Why should you fit into it? Why should you fit? You need not fit. In fact, you can fit the entire world into the corner of your mind and forget about it. That is what it is. In the yoga, the outer is bent to the demands of the inner, to the requirements of the inner. That is, in the path of self-realization, the entire outer world is bent to fit into that goal. దట్ ఈస్ ప్రయత్నాత్ యతమానః. ది ఔటర్ షుడ్ హెల్ప్ ది ఇన్నర్ రియలైజేషన్. ది ఇన్నర్ రియలైజేషన్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి సాక్రిఫైస్డ్ అట్ ది ఆల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్. ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ది అదర్ వే. దట్ ఈస్ ప్రయత్నాత్ యతమానః. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ది ఔటర్ నీడ్ నాట్ హెల్ప్ ది ఇన్నర్. ది ఇన్నర్ ఈజ్ ఫుల్నెస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎనఫ్ ఇఫ్ ది ఔటర్ కీప్స్ క్వయట్, డజంట్ ఇంటర్ఫియర్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ది డిజైర్స్ అండ్ ఫియర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్ దట్ ఇంటర్ఫియర్ విత్ ది ఇన్నర్. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ది ఔటర్ ఇట్ మెసెస్ అప్ ది ఇన్నర్. సో ఆల్ అడ్వైస్ ఇన్ దిస్ సిచ్యువేషన్ ఇన్ ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ యోగా, బుద్ధి యోగా, ఆల్ అడ్వైస్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ నెగేషన్ ఓన్లీ. ఆల్ అడ్వైస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ రిలింక్విషింగ్ ఓన్లీ. దట్ ఈస్ ది యోగా దట్ వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ యోగా దేర్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ లైక్ ఇన్ ది అడ్వైస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ క్యాచింగ్ దిస్ క్యాచింగ్ దాట్. దెర్ ఈజ్ నో సచ్ అడ్వైస్. హియర్ ది అడ్వైస్ సౌండ్స్ లైక్ డోంట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఫాలోస్, స్టాప్, శమ, దమ. వాట్ ఈజ్ శమ? డోంట్. దమ, స్టాప్. ఆల్ ది అడ్వైస్ ఈజ్ లైక్ దాట్. భక్తి, వాట్ ఈజ్ భక్తి? సరెండర్. భక్తి ఈజ్ నాట్ హోల్డింగ్ ఆన్ టు సంథింగ్. యూ నీడ్ నాట్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ఈశ్వర. యు ఆర్ ఈశ్వర. ఆర్ ఎట్ ది బెస్ట్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ ఇన్ యువర్ హార్ట్. వై షుడ్ యూ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ఈశ్వర? ఇఫ్ యూ స్టాప్ హోల్డింగ్ ఆన్ టు ది వరల్డ్, యూ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ హోల్డింగ్ ఆన్ టు ఈశ్వర. దేర్ ఫార్ ఆల్ ది అడ్వైస్ రిఫ్రైన్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ అన్నెసెసరీ యాక్టివిటీస్. ఉపరతి, దట్ ఈస్ ది అడ్వైస్. సో ఫోర్ గో రిలింక్విష్. సో గివ్ అప్, చూడ దో. ఆల్ దట్ అడ్వైస్ ఈజ్ లైక్ దాట్. దేర్ఫోర్ ప్రయత్నాధ్యతవార విల్స్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ అబౌట్ రిలింక్విషింగ్ ఓన్లీ. దెర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ టు క్యాచ్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీథింగ్. దెర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ టు క్యాచ్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ రియల్లీ స్పీకింగ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అన్ ఎఫర్ట్ ఇట్ ఈస్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఐ మే యాజ్ వెల్ సే ది మిస్టేక్ ఆఫ్ ది స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత కన్సిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ఇమాజినింగ్ దట్ దేర్ ఈజ్ సంథింగ్ టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు. దే హ్యావ్ టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ఆత్మ. దే హ్యావ్ టు రియలైజ్ సంథింగ్. దే హ్యావ్ టు డిస్కవర్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ దట్. అఫ్ కోర్స్ ఇన్ ఏ గివెన్ సెన్స్ ఆల్ దట్ స్టేట్మెంట్స్ ఆర్ ఓకే, బట్ ద మిస్టేక్ లైస్ ఇన్ అస్యూమింగ్ దట్ దేర్ ఈజ్ సంథింగ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ఎఫ్రెష్ విచ్ యూ ఆర్ నాట్ హోల్డింగ్ ఆన్ టు ఎర్లియర్. నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ టు స్టార్ట్ హోల్డింగ్ ఆన్ టు. దట్ ఈజ్ ఎ మిస్టేక్. యూ నీడ్ నాట్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ఎనీథింగ్ బికాస్ యూ ఆర్ నెవర్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ఆత్మ. యూ కెన్ నెవర్ బీ అవే ఫ్రమ్ గాడ్. ఆల్ యువర్ బీయింగ్ అండ్ మూమెంట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ గాడ్. సో యూ కెనాట్ బి అవే ఫ్రమ్ గాడ్. దేర్ ఫార్ యూ నీడ్ నాట్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ది ఆత్మ. వాట్ ఆల్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ఈజ్ రిఫ్రెయిన్ ఫ్రమ్ హోల్డింగ్ ఆన్ టు ది సంసార. దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ. అండ్ సో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దట్ యూ లీవ్ దిస్ అండ్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు దాట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ లైక్ దాట్. జస్ట్ లీవ్ దిస్, దట్ ఈజ్ ఎనఫ్. యూ నీడ్ నాట్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ఎనీథింగ్ బికాస్ యు ఆర్ ది ట్రూత్. Therefore, the prayatna is all in the form of neti neti, all in the form of nishedha. You see, sadhana chatushtaya. If you go to the karma sadhana, karma, if you want to do a karma, then jataputra krishna keshaha agnina dadhita. Are you married? No, then you are not eligible for karma. Go and get married. Okay, I am now married. Can I do agnyadhana? Go ahead and do. Okay, he has done agnyadhana. Now I want to do agnishtoma. No. Do you have a son? No, I don't have a son. Then wait till you give birth to your son. Jataputraha. So, like this, for karmadhikara, the eligibility of karma is all in the form of holding on to that, get hold of this, get hold of that, that way. But when you look at Vedanta, what are the sadhana sampat? What are the sadhanas that you have to get? The first one is Viveka. What is Viveka? What you have to catch hold of in Viveka? You need not catch hold of anything in Viveka. In Viveka, it is negation all the way. I am not the body. I am not the so-called person defined by the worldly possessions. I am not to be defined. Suppose I do a job in a place. Based on that, what I do, I define myself. So now, the person is defined by what he does in the world. That is wrong, you know. Similarly, I am not, that is aviveka. Then viveka is what? Atma. Atma means I, the real I, is not to be defined by what I do or what I not do, what I don't do. And Atma is not to be defined by the body and its expressions. So this is viveka. In viveka, it is all the way negation. Mano buddhya hankara chitta ninaham. Like that it begins. All the negation. Then vairagya. What is vairagya? You see, earlier one person was wearing ornaments of gold. Then the person told, now I am fed up with gold, now from now on I will wear ornaments of platinum. That is not vairagya. Vairagya is not like that. So in vairagya you don't hold on to anything newly. Only thing is stop holding on to the earlier things. Vira, it is all negative. It is a negative word. Don't forget that it is a negative word. Viveka is a negative word. Vichiru prathak bhave. Sifting and rejecting. That is viveka. Vairagya, getting detached from something. Viraga, v negation. Raga, viraga. It is a negative word. Then shamadama. What is shamadama? Shama is negation. Dama is negation. Uparati, everything, all the way it is negation. Titiksha, everything is negation. You can have an element of positiveness in it. Shraddha is a negation of abhimana. It is also negation only. Abhimana is there. Abhimana means I know it. That is abhimana. That is the opposite of shraddha. So reject the abhimana. Then you have shraddha in you. That is also negation. Just I told you, even when it sounds positive, it is a negative garbha in it. It is negative garbha. Neti neti. Then, so ultimately, the fourth one is mumuksha. Mumuksha is the desire for moksha, which means negation of all other desires, ichartha. That is the, it is not as a new special desire. You put an, it is a very peculiar kind of desire. This moksha is not like any other desire. It is a peculiar kind of desire in the sense that it is a desire to put an end to all desires. That is mumuksha. So even that is a negation, putting an end to. That's why the prayatna in the context of Vedanta is all negation. Neti neti iti adeshaha. All teaching in the context of sadhana is in the form of negation. Don't. Stop. Refrain. Surrender. Sacrifice. Give up. Relinquish. Etc. 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 That is the prayatna. So then by the time all this dross is eliminated, then yati param gatim. You, by relinquishing the finite, you gain the infinite. Finite is the price that you pay for gaining the infinite. Parangatim. Get the infinite. That is parangatim yati. Only you have to sacrifice the finite. It demands that sacrifice. Yes, it does demand the sacrifice of the finite. Because as long as we are enamored with this finite, so we cannot imagine, we cannot gain the infinite. Atma is very jealous. It doesn't compromise with any anatma. Sarva anatma nishedha sheshaha atma. So that is what atma is. So aparangatim yati. One realizes, one knows that he doesn't need anything of this world. One comes to know that. I don't need anything of this universe, in this creation. One comes to know that. I am not afraid of anything in this world. There is nothing to be afraid of in this. We are afraid of too many things. Unfortunately, we are afraid of so many things. If only we pay some attention, we can understand that every one of them we are necessarily afraid of. We need not be afraid of anything. So once that raga and bhaya is gone, you realize that you are the fullness itself, you are the Brahman. That is the parangatim yati. Next verse. Tapasvibhyodhiko yogi. జ్ఞానిభ్యోపి మతోధికః కర్మిభ్యశ్చాధికో యోగీ తస్మాద్ యోగీ భవార్జున. హే అర్జున, యోగీ భవ, దేర్ఫోర్ తస్మాత్ యోగీ భవ, బి ఎ యోగి. సో అర్జున మే థింక్ ఐఎమ్ పాండవ, ఐఎమ్ ది బ్రదర్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మరాజా, ఐఎమ్ ది హస్బెండ్ ఆఫ్ ద్రౌపది, లైక్ దట్ హీ కెన్ థింక్ అబౌట్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. సో మెనీ వేస్ హీ థింక్స్ అబౌట్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. సో యు లెర్న్ టు థింక్ దట్ యు ఆర్ ఎ యోగి. యోగీ భవ మీన్స్ యూ నీడ్ నాట్ బికమ్ ఎనీథింగ్ న్యూలీ, బట్ ద వర్డ్ ఈజ్ యూజ్డ్ లైక్ దట్, బికమ్ ఏ యోగి. Become a yogi means you reorganize your thought processes, because a particular definition we take up and now every entire thinking is influenced by that definition. Suppose I assume I am a father. Now my thinking is influenced by that definition. I am not saying it is wrong or any such thing. Nothing wrong in it. But what I am saying is a definition that I give to myself, it influences my thinking. And thereby influences my actions and speech also, automatically. Mano vakkaya. Therefore, before taking up on a definition for yourself, be careful. Don't go into all kinds of definitions immediately. Because once you define yourself in a particular way, then it really influences your entire life. Because mano vakkaya is the life. Let others define you, doesn't matter. Suppose in a given situation, the other person tells, okay, I gave the numbers. So all those people who have those numbers come and sit here, like that the other person says. You follow that instruction. That is all right. But you don't end up taking the definition upon yourself, right? Whatever the definition could be. Therefore, before I take a definition to myself, I should be very cautious. In fact, we should refrain from defining ourselves. Don't make any definition to yourself. Just leave it alone. That is open-mindedness. So just leave it alone. So one person asked me, so to which region you belong? I told her, to all region I belong. It's okay. To entire region I belong. Entire Prithivi Mama Eva. So I did not say this to him, but this is what I thought in myself. Because suppose based on a region I define myself, then in Andhra Pradesh presently even agitation is going on. They want to divide Andhra Pradesh into two separate regions. They may go ahead and do it, I don't, one way or the other, it doesn't affect me. But I don't want to define myself based on that region. Because otherwise I have to participate in the agitation. The negative agitation is also there. There is a positive agitation to divide the state into two pieces. And there is another agitation to stop this division. Now I have to join that stopping agitation or this agitation, whatever. Therefore, definition has a problem. So just avoid all definitions. Just hold on to one definition. Hey Arjuna, yogi bhava. Yogi banjao. So I am a yogi. Like that. Because that is the beginning of a process of growth. Yogi Bhavarjuna. You are talking of this yoga so much. What is this yoga? Yoga kya hota hai? Buddhi yoga. What is this buddhi? Buddhi means jnanam. What is this buddhi yoga? Buddhi yoga bhai, it's okay, buddhi yoga. What is this buddhi yoga? Samya yoga. Samatvam yoga uchyate. That is samanadhikaranya. Samatvameva yoga. Samatvam alone has got another name called yoga. Samya yoga. So, vatavrukshaha. Vatavrukshaha means it is vataha, it is a tree and its name is vata. Similarly, samya yoga, it is yoga and its name is samya. Or it is samya and its name is yoga. So, samatvam yoga uchyate. So, in fact, here Shankara looks at this word in the context of the entire chapter. So, at the beginning of the chapter, Arjuna raises a question. So, yoyam yogastvaya proktaha సామ్యేన మధుసూదన తస్యాహం నిగ్రహం మన్యే లైక్ దట్ హే శ్రీకృష్ణ యు టాట్ మీ ది సామ్య యోగ యు సెడ్ బుద్ధియోగ ఇస్ సేమ్ అస్ సామ్యయోగ సమత్వం యోగ ఉచ్యతే సో వాట్ ఈజ్ సమత్వం సుఖదుఃఖే సమయకృత్వ సో నిర్ద్వంద్వోభవ నిత్యసత్వస్థ సో రైజ్ అబౌవ్ ఆల్ ది ఆపోజిట్స్ యు జస్ట్ ట్రాన్సెండ్ ది ఆపోజిట్స్ యు సీ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఈజ్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఆపోజిట్స్ దట్ ఈజ్ హౌ ద క్రియేషన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ఎవరీ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఆపోజిట్స్ నౌ if you are at the same level as the opposites are, then either you are on the plus side or on the minus side. You cannot choose in between. You have to be either on the plus side or on the minus side. So, but you can transcend. So, one politician asked a person, are you with me or against me? Then the person said, I have no answer for it. Why don't you have an answer for it? It is a very simple question. Because I am neither with you nor against you. I transcend the levels which you have created. I transcend both. When I transcend it, then I am neither with you nor against you. That is called nirdvandva. That is called yoga. That is samatva. One has to transcend. Suppose Bhagavan comes and asks me, Hey, Bhagavan appears. What do you want? You have a boon. Okay. You give me only sukham, no dukkham. Then Bhagavan will not be able to give it. He will say, I will try, we will see. So he will disappear. He will not be able to give it. Even the opposite also he cannot give it. Once one jnani was there. The only property he had was his a pair of clothes and one copper vessel. This is all he had. Then Goddess Lakshmi appeared to him and told her, tomorrow morning I am going to bless you. He said, no, don't bless me. I'm okay. Whatever I have, I am happy. Somebody is giving me food. Now you start blessing me, I will be in trouble. So I don't want any blessings from you. I did not ask for it. Why do you are anxious to give blessings to me? There are many people who are asking for your blessings. Then she told, who are you to decide? It is not for you to decide whether you want my blessings or not. I am giving my blessings. My God, true? Yes. When? Tomorrow morning. Okay, how long you will keep those? Can I avoid them? No, you cannot avoid. Okay, how long will you be blessed? Will you be blessing me? For some time of my liking. Why should I tell you? Okay, you need not tell me. But one boon I want. What is that? When you want to withdraw your blessing, will you give a notice to me? Okay, considered. I will give you 3-minute notice. He said, okay. You know, next day morning he became a millionaire. And then what he did, his one pair of clothes and this copper vessel, he put those clothes in this copper vessel. And that copper vessel, he packed it neatly in a beautiful looking package. And people thought that there are diamonds in it. So, because he is packing it so carefully, so then he has put it in a strong box or a strong room and put it there. That is some personal precious item, a treasure-like item of this Mahatma, this millionaire. Then he started living the life of a millionaire. Then one fine morning, Lakshmi Devi gave a notice to him. 3 minutes, I am leaving. Then he told, thank you very much. So he ran to that strong room and took this box and came out of the palace and stood on the road. And then they told him that you do not own any of this. He said, yeah, I know it. I knew it 3 minutes earlier. And so he walked away. He blessed everybody and walked away. So you cannot, if you seek sukha, you are one of the opposites. If you seek dukkha, you cannot, there will be sukham also. But you can rise above both. You can transcend both. Then they both become sama to you. That is yoga. సుఖ దుఃఖే సమే కృత్వా.
యూ కెన్ ట్రాన్సెండ్ బోత్. యూ కెనాట్ బి విత్ ఇన్ దట్ అండ్ ట్రై టు అవాయిడ్ ది అదర్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ సుఖం దెన్ బీ రెడీ ఫర్ దుఃఖం, బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ 50-50 గేమ్. దెన్ ఇఫ్ భగవాన్ అపియర్స్, వాట్ షుడ్ ఐ సీక్? హే భగవాన్, యు గివ్ మీ ది సమత్వం, యు గివ్ మీ ది స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ టు ట్రాన్సెండ్ బోత్ సుఖ అండ్ దుఃఖ. దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది సమత్వం ఇన్ ప్రాక్టికల్ టర్మ్స్?
సామ్య యోగ, యును యోయం యోగస్త్వయా ప్రోక్త సామ్యేన మధుసూదన. సామ్యేన యోగ తృతీయ విభక్తి ఇత్థం భూత లక్షణే తృతీయ.
దట్ తృతీయ మీన్స్ యోగా విచ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సామ్య, విచ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ దట్ లక్షణ ఆఫ్ సామ్య. సామ్యేన యోగ, వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ యూసేజ్ ఆఫ్ సంస్క్రిట్. సో దట్ సామ్య యోగ, సమత్వం, హౌ టు ఇన్కల్కేట్ సమత్వం, యునో దెర్ ఈజ్ వన్ వే, ది ప్రాక్టికల్ వే, బికాస్ ఆల్ ది టీచింగ్ ఈజ్ ప్రాక్టికల్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్, దెర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ థియరిటికల్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. సో నార్మల్లీ వాట్ ఐ డూ, ఐ సీక్ ప్లెషర్ అండ్ ఐ అవాయిడ్ పెయిన్. దట్ ఈజ్ అవర్ నార్మల్ యాటిట్యూడ్. ఓకే, నౌ ఐ వాంట్ సమత్వం మీన్స్ స్టాప్ సీకింగ్ ప్లెషర్, స్టాప్ ఇట్ స్ట్రైట్ అవే. దట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎనఫ్, ఓన్లీ 50% ఆఫ్ ది జాబ్ ఈజ్ డన్. అనదర్ 50% స్టాప్ అవాయిడింగ్ పెయిన్. డోంట్ అవాయిడ్ పెయిన్. లెట్ పెయిన్ కమ్, ఐ విల్ ఫేస్ ఇట్, ఐ విల్ హ్యాండిల్ ఇట్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఐ కెన్ లవ్ పెయిన్. సో దుఃఖతో హమారా సాథీ హై, లైక్ దట్ యూ కెన్ సే ఫిలాసఫర్స్ స్మైల్. ఏ ఫిలాసఫర్ స్మైల్స్ ఇన్ ది ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ అడ్వర్సిటీ, ఏ ఫిలాసఫర్స్ స్మైల్. సో ఐ కెన్ సే, ఐ కెన్, ఐ నీడ్ నాట్, ఐ డోంట్ మేక్ ఎనీ స్పెషల్ ఎఫర్ట్ టు అవాయిడ్ పెయిన్. I don't make any special effort to attract pleasure. So I stop seeking pleasure. I stop avoiding pain. Both have to be done. Then you will rise above the pleasure and pain. Then what happens, you know, the boundary between pleasure and pain will collapse. And you will not know what is pleasure and what is pain. You will be living in continuous, unbroken happiness. That is called Samya. That is yoga. సామ్య యోగ. సో దట్స్ వై ఎర్లియర్ ఇన్ ది జస్ట్ బిఫోర్ దీస్ టు వెర్సెస్, సుఖం వా ఎది వా దుఃఖం స యోగీ పరమో మత, ఎదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సుఖ ఆర్ దుఃఖ, ఇట్స్ ఆల్ రైట్. అఫ్ కోర్స్ ఐ షేర్ వాట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ విత్ ది అదర్స్, దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ థింగ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో దేర్, బట్ ఎసెన్షియల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఉపక్రమ ఉపసంహార. ఇన్ ది చాప్టర్ భాష్యకర పాయింట్స్ ఇట్ అవుట్, ది ఉపక్రమ ఈజ్ సామ్య యోగ, అర్జునాస్ క్వశ్చన్. And the upasamhara, that means just before these two verses earlier, you have again samya, sukham va yadiva dukkham. Therefore, the yoga that we are talking about here is samya yoga. It is the same as buddhi yoga. That is the buddhi yoga. Buddhi means jnanam. So jnanam, which leads to realization, that is the samya, that is the samatvam. So that samatvam yoga uchiyate, that samya yoga, you acquire in your life, you be that yogi. That is the meaning of yogi bhava. That is the meaning of yogi bhava. Yogi bhava doesn't mean start doing asanas from today afternoon onwards. Asanas you may do. Asana is samya. Asana is a samatvam, you know. Samam kaya shiro grivam. There the sama begins. Everywhere sama sama. When you sit like this, you are perfectly sama. Physically you are sama. Suppose you sit like this, you are not sama, you are vishama. You sit like this, sama. Then inhalation, exhalation, pranayama, that is sama too. And then mind becomes sama. When the body is sama, prana is sama, manaha will become sama. Samatvam yoga uchyate. Once you are sama at the level of the mind, then you become one with the sama. You become samaha. You know what is the meaning of sama? Samam brahma. Nirdosham hi samam brahma. You be sama and you are sama. You become one with the sama. Sama is brahma. So, sama, it takes the person all the way. Starting with body,
It takes the person up to the godhood, godhead itself. Therefore, that is yogi bhava means samya yogi bhava. Adopt that samatvam in life. So, tapasvibhyodhiko yogi. This yogi, the samya yogi, he is superior, adhikaha, superior to tapasvibhyaha, ascetics. Tapasvi is an ascetic. Means a person giving to hard austerities. So, that tapasvi. Suppose a person is performing tapas in Hrishikesh or above Hrishikesh for 6 months. He bears hardships voluntarily and he is doing tapas. Then you ask him, what is the purpose of your tapas? He says, by this tapas I will gain power and I will enjoy things. So for power and enjoyment, so he is performing tapas. Right? That is how tapas is performed. So we should appreciate the person for bearing hardships voluntarily, but the goal of the tapas is power and enjoyment. So whereas here we are talking about a yogi, for him he doesn't look for enjoyment. Sukham va yadiva dukham. He doesn't seek pleasure and he doesn't avoid pain also. That is an important aspect. He doesn't avoid pain. Sukham va yadiva dukham. So, sukha-dukhe samaya kartva. Therefore, and so once the seeking of pleasure is not there, then that ego is also should not be there. Power is always sought by the ego. That ego. So that is also not there. So, in samya that will not be there. And therefore, such a samya yogi is superior to an ascetic, a very strict ascetic, given to very strong austerities. Still, the samya yogi is superior because the samya yogi is not pursuing yoga for the sake of power and enjoyment. That is the superiority. What is the superiority? You have to define, you know. How is superior? This is the superiority. This person may not be following any particular hardships, panchagni tapas, etc. Some people do that. So even now they do it. So they go through certain hardships, which is good. Tapas is good. One has to go through tapas. I am talking at a level where the person has crossed all those stages, really speaking. So we need to go through hardships to rise above the sukha-dukha. So in that way it is acceptable, but going through hardships for power and enjoyment, that is a huge problem. So that is tapas that is being talked about here. And so when compared with that tapas, yogi is superior. Then jnanibhyopi matodhikaha. So yogi is superior to jnani. Jnanis. What do you mean by that? On one side, just now you said yoga is the buddhi yoga. So that jnana is not that samya yoga. It is not samatva jnanam, obviously. So Shankara, he makes it very clear. Jnanam atra. Atra means in this context. See, when you say samya yogi is superior to jnani. That is the vakya. Samya itself is jnanam. So we should not forget that. Therefore, this jnana is not that jnana. It is somewhat inferior jnana. So you have to find out a jnana which is worth calling something else is superior to this. That kind of a jnana you have to find out. What is that? So Shankara, jnanam atra shastrartha panditya. So he has the knowledge of scriptures. Shastrartha panditiyam. Knowledge of scriptures. And not only he has knowledge of scriptures, he gives very good discourses also. Then, sir, why are you giving discourses? For pleasure and prosperity. Why did you acquire the knowledge of the scriptures? For pleasure and prosperity. So that is the Shastrartha Panditiyam. When compared with that person, This Samya Yogi is superior. That is the superiority. Ultimately, an iota of practice is superior to a ton of precept. That is the Vakya here. That is the Vakya. That's all. It is said in English, here we are saying in Sanskrit, Jnanibhyaha Yogi Adhikaha. So, Yogi means that Samya Yoga is lived by this person. And here is a person who is a scholar of scriptures, who gives very elaborate discourses on the scriptures also, but he is devoted to pleasures of the world, and he wants prosperity. Prosperity means wealth, etc. He wants, he seeks it, and he works for it. And so, it has become a profession, you know. The Shastrartha Panditya is converted into a profession. You see, once one Mahatma told, at one time, the Rishi was having this knowledge. Rishihi Darshanath. One who has the vision is the Rishi. So, the knowledge which the Rishi has is what he knew deep within. That kind of a darshanam he has. That is the Rishi has this darshanam. Then, as times moved forward, then the Rishi is no more. Or he is there, but the knowledge has now come into the hands of a priest, not Rishi. Vishwamitra Maharshi has Gayatri Mantra. He is the Rishi. He knew the meaning of Gayatri deeply within. That is, he is the Rishi of the Gayatri Mantra. Now, the person who is reciting Gayatri Mantra, he doesn't have that vision. He is just reciting, and he is making the other person recite, and he is conducting a karma associated with the recitation. So now it has come to a priest. It is a one step down. And then it has come one more step down. It came to an academician. The priest, he is doing karma and he is likely to know the meaning. Eventually he will know. Nishkama karma yoga, if he pursues, he may not, he is just reciting it, chanting it. That oneness that is indicated, that is taught by the Gayatri Mantra, he is yet to know that oneness, but he is likely to know. He is on the path. Because he is a karmi. Whereas this academician, he doesn't even do karma. He doesn't know the meaning. He doesn't want to realize that meaning of the Gayatri Mantra. He tries to find, he writes an essay on Gayatri Mantra. The origins of Gayatri Mantra. So, in the period of Shatavahana it came, or is it period of Ashoka it came, like that he writes. What is its connection between other mantras elsewhere? So, like that he writes a scholastic essay on the origins of Gayatri Mantra. He never turns one mala also. He is the academician. So knowledge has descended like this, the third stage. That is the jnani here. So when compared with such an academician, this is called Shastrartha Panditya. So Shastrartha Panditya alone, it doesn't make anybody superior. Therefore, also yogi, the Samya yogi, one who practices that samatvam, suppose a person was angry. Then I told him, no, don't be angry. Sri Krishna told not to be angry. Krodham visarjaya. Leave kopa. So kama krodhodbhavam vegam. So prachharira vimokshanat shiknoti haivaya sodhum sayuktas sasukhi naraha. So yuktaha means yogi ityartha. So the anger and the momentum of anger should be avoided. Then the person told me, you don't quote Gita verses to me, because I have recited Gita more than you. So don't you quote Gita verses to me. That verse is known to me. Don't you quote. You keep quiet. So like that. This is the Shastrartha Panditya. Then that means what? You know Gita verse, but it has no effect on the life. Then is it a knowing? So it is better to have some yoga in life than a lot of academic knowledge. So jnanibhyopi adhikaha yogi mataha karmibhyaschadhiko yogi. Karmi is a ritualist. So this yogi is superior to కర్మిభ్యః. కర్మిభ్యః మీన్స్ శంకర అగ్నిహోత్రాది కర్మ తద్వద్భ్యః. రిచువలిస్ట్, వేదిక రిచువల్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ అండ్ ది పర్సన్. ది కర్మ ఈజ్ త్రీ ఫోల్డ్, యజ్ఞదాన తపః. యజ్ఞదాన తపః కర్మ. గీత, యునో, ఇట్ హ్యాజ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ డెఫినేషన్. గీత ఈజ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ లెక్సికన్. ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ వర్డ్, యూ లుక్ అరౌండ్, యూ విల్ గెట్ ఇట్ దేర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. సమత్వం, వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇట్? యూ లుక్ అరౌండ్, యూ విల్ గెట్ ఇట్. కర్మ, వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇట్? యూ లుక్ అరౌండ్, యూ విల్ గెట్ ఇట్. యజ్ఞదాన తపః కర్మ. కర్తవ్యం, త్యాజ్యమేవ తత్, ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి లెఫ్ట్ అలోన్. సో ద కర్మ ఈజ్ త్రీ ఫోల్డ్. యజ్ఞ, యజ్ఞ మీన్స్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఆబ్లేషన్స్ ఇన్ టు ది ఫైర్, సమ్టైమ్స్ ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ ఇన్ టు ఇంగ్లీష్ టెక్స్ట్ సాక్రిఫైస్. యు ఆఫర్ ఆబ్లేషన్స్ ఇన్ టు ది ఫైర్ మీన్స్ యు ఆర్ డన్ విత్ ఇట్, యు ఆర్ రిలింక్విషింగ్ ఇట్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సాక్రిఫైస్. సో సాక్రిఫైస్, చారిటీ, దానా ఈజ్ అ చారిటీ, అండ్ తపహ ఈజ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ. Pilgrimage, etc., comes under austerity. So all these karmas are there. So we come across many people who are devoted to pilgrimage. That is karma. The people are charitable. They give charity, dana, and they perform yajna, etc., puja, homa, etc. That is yajna. So yajna, dana, tapah, karma. Now, so these karmas you are performing, you are a karmi, wonderful. What is the purpose of these karmas? Pleasure and prosperity here and hereafter. That is what it is. That such a person is called karmi, not karma yogi. Karmi. Karmi bhyopi adhikaha yogi. The samya yogi or the buddhi yogi of the Gita is superior to karmi even. So, a person who can raise above the distinction between sukha and dukkha, who doesn't particularly seek sukha, and who doesn't particularly avoid dukkha, such a person is already a jnani. Shri Krishna has told it in the very beginning of Sankhya Yoga. He says, sama dukkha sukham dhiram. Sama. You see, the entire verse, yamhinav yathayantyete purusham purusharshabha sama dukkha sukham dhiram somrutatvaya kalpate. So, he is a sama in sukha and dukkha. So, such a person, he is not disturbed or he is not frightened. Vyatha is fear also. He is not frightened or he is not persecuted by the opposites of this creation. And so, saha amrutatvaya kalpate, he is eligible for the moksha, immortality, amrutatva. He gains the moksha. And therefore, when compared with such a person, a ritualist, performing rituals for prosperity and pleasure here and hereafter, is definitely inferior. Therefore, he is superior to karmi. So, we'll come back. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tatsat Namaha Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.